looking on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner sitting in a tiny Walford's office during the noon recess of the Pearl trial.
Well, things have went so far, I don't see that me and Abner's got a chance in the world of winning this trial.
Oh, I wouldn't say that exactly.
But I will say that if we've ever got a chance, it's going to be this afternoon when Grandpappy Spears takes a stand for himself.
He's bound to get up there and say the wrong thing. Or at least, I hope the old belly goat does.
Well, I don't mean that so much. What I mean is that it'll give us a chance to cross-examine him.
Give us a chance to cross-examine him?
Well, not me and you. Mr. Walford, I mean.
Oh, I thought they was going to give us a chance to pin him down. I can out-argue that old vomit any day.
Yes, yes. Well, I wither him. He won't have a chance with me. I'll toy with him like a cat with a mouse.
Of course, they might be smart enough not to bang up anything that'll give you a chance to question Grandpap about him sending back that tail of oysters with the pearl in them. Seems to me there's one of the most important points we've got to go on.
Yes, you're right, it is.
Well, you ask Grandpap about it, whether they bring it up or not.
Well, you can't cross-examine a witness on something that won't bang up in a direct examination.
You can?
Of course not. Didn't you know that?
Oh, yes, yes, certainly. I didn't hear your question.
Well, if they give us opening on that point, you jump in with both feet. You can get Grandpap to mix up, he'll forget himself and come right out and tell the truth.
Well, I don't know now, Lum. Be hard to get him that mixed up.
Well, you have nothing to worry about. I know how to handle witnesses of his type.
Well, it's now or never, because this is going to wind up their testimony, I think.
Yes.
And if we can do something to damage Grandpap's case, it'll help a lot. Because it sounds to me like his lawyer's built up a stronger batch of testimony than Squire's lawyer did.
Yes, yes, you're right. It does appear that he has a stronger case of the two.
Of course, whatever we do, it ain't going to make the jury forget about that dad-blamed bribery charge again, me. Wish there's something we could do about that before the case goes to the jury.
Yes. Well, I'm working on several plans right now.
Hey, Dolders, look what time it is there. We better get back to the courtroom.
Yeah, Granny, I don't want to do nothing else to get in there. Come on, Mr. Walford.
Just one minute.
Come on.
That might be a call from the judge.
Oh, sure.
Hello. Stacy P. Walford speaking. Oh, yes, Artie. Got any good ones?
Can't miss, huh? What's his name?
Well, why can't you tell me? These wires aren't tapped.
Hang on, Mr. Walford.
Just a minute, Lum. Come on, Artie. Tell me his name. No horse can be that good. Well, I'm not going to be here. I'm going to be in court all afternoon.
All right, you come over there. I'll watch for you.
When'd he go?
Hmm? Well, he'd get up there about 2 o'clock then, huh?
And don't fail me, Artie. All right, goodbye.
Come on, Mr. Walford. We're going to be late.
Yes, I'll be right with you. I'm sorry to have held you out of business, you know.
You in a horse business?
No. Just a client of mine.
Oh.
It's a case involving a horse. And I don't think I have anything to worry about. The odds are all in his favor. Come on, let's go.
Counsel for Plaintiff Spears, do you have any more witnesses to present?
Yes, Your Honor, we have one more. We would like to call Mr. Milford Spears.
Mr. Milford Spears to the witness stand.
Yeah, I'm coming. Just hold your horses.
Raise your right hand. You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Natural.
I doubt it.
State your name.
Milford Avery Spears.
Be seated.
Mr. Spears, where do you live?
I live in that yellow house with the busted shutter about 3 blocks west.
No, I mean, what town do you live in? What city?
Oh, the city of Pine Ridge. And if I get any money out of that pearl, I'm going to have them shutters fixed.
You better wait before you go spending that money.
I'll spend it any way I want to.
You ain't got it yet, Abner.
Abner, for goodness sake, take care of it.
Let that water in this pot.
I'm sorry, Your Honor. Mr. Spears, you say you live in Pine Ridge. Are you acquainted with the names of any restaurants in that town?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a good place called Luke Spears Lunchroom. They serve uncommonly good food there. Then there's a little old hash house called Meadowlark Restaurant.
Now, just a minute there, Grandpappy Spears. Don't you call our place a hash house. It's a heap better than that greasy spoon your nephew Luke Spears
was.
Well, I mean it, too.
Yeah, the law ought to force you to put a skull and crossbones on the front of that soup kitchen of yours.
Mr. Spears, please control yourself. Remember that you're on the witness stand.
Yes, and remember that this is a court of law and not a dogfight.
I've been on the bench for over 30 years, and in all that time, never mind. Go on, Mary.
Thank you, Your Honor. Mr. Spears, you say that you're acquainted with the Meadowlark Restaurant. Have you ever had occasion to eat there?
Yeah, I've been roped in on that two or three times. Yeah, try.
Well, if you've eaten there, can you remember just what you ate?
Yeah, that's how come me to find that pearl.
Oh?
And I want to say right here now to every one of you jurymen that finders is keepers, and don't you forget that. Finders, keepers, losers, weepers.
Yes, we know
that.
Yes,
that'll show them where the bear said in the buckwheat.
Now, just answer my question, please. Luke Spear.
Finders, keepers, losers, weepers. That's all anybody needs to know about this case.
Yes, but there are just a few more questions that I would like.
That's the whole thing in a seven-legged nutshell.
Yes, that's fine.
That'll rock the case up.
Mr. Spear, will you please confine yourself to answering your counsel's questions? And it seems I deliberately campaigned for this job. Well, please, if it's possible.
Mr. Spear. Did anything out of the ordinary happen during any of the times you were eating at the Meadowlark restaurant?
Why, sure. I found a pearl.
Well, just how did you find it?
I broke my seven-legged tooth on it. That's how I found it. See? Right here. This is the tooth I wrote right here.
Yes. I see. But just exactly...
Wait a minute. I want all the jurymen to be sure and see it. Hey, looky here, folks. Do you see it? Hey, you sitting on the end there, you looking?
Mr. Spears.
It's the only good tooth I had left, too. And I got it broke. You want to see it, Judge?
No, I don't.
Mr. Spears, just how did this happen? I mean, what were you eating at the time?
Well, I was trying to eat a plate full of them pigeon-toed oysters. Raw ones, too. This restaurant was even too cheap to cook them.
Yeah, that just shows how ignorant you are, you old Billy Goat. That's the way they're supposed to be fair to you. But you hear what he said, Long.
Yeah, and I meant it, too.
Mr. Spears, please, restrain yourself,
little varmint.
If the
witness is unable to control himself under this emotional strain, the court will be glad to defer his testimony until such time as he can conduct himself properly.
Your Honor. We apologize to the court, and I'm sure the remainder of the examination will be conducted satisfactorily.
I'm all right, except Abner.
Quiet. Mr. Spears, you say that while you were eating oysters, raw oysters, in the Meadowlark restaurant, you bit into something and...
broke my tooth. My good tooth.
Yes, broke your tooth.
My good tooth.
All right, your good tooth. This something turned out to be a pearl. Is that correct?
Yeah, I thought it was a rock at first and told Adrian to take the whole pigeon-toed plate full of junk and throw it out. Or no, we wasn't going to bring that up.
Well, Mom, did you hear that?
Yeah. Hey, Walter, there it is. There's a chance.
Yes. What time is it, Long?
I don't know. Granny said Grandpappy at the end of that.
Mr. Spears.
Must be getting near two. I wonder where Artie is.
All right, let's have less talking in the courtroom. Out of time to examine the witness.
I'm sorry, Your Honor.
Well, please, Mr. Merrick.
Thank you, Your Honor.
You've got to watch.
Mr. Spears, you said that at first you thought the pearl was a rock. But then on closer examination...
Mr. Merrick, I'm sorry I said that about the rock and about me telling Adnan to take the...
Your Honor, I think perhaps we should accept the court's suggestion that we postpone the remainder of this witness's testimony until such time as he is able to stand the strain of this ordeal. It has quite obviously upset him, and he is somewhat confused. Therefore, in the interest of justice,
it is the court's opinion that the witness should continue with the questioning. He seems to be over his emotional crisis. You may proceed.
Well, in that case, I shall discontinue the examination. In view of the witness's age and condition, I feel that it would be extremely unwise to put him under any more strain. No more questions.
All right, counsel for the defense, take the witness.
Then here's a big...
Get up there, Walford.
Hey,
Mr. Walford. Where's Walford?
Well, don't you? I don't know. He was sitting right here just a minute ago. I don't see him no problem.
Yeah.
I don't even see this now because he kept worrying about what time he was going to be asking me about a lot.
Counsel for the defense, Do you wish to cross-examine this witness, or don't you?
I'm sorry, Your Honor, but our lawyer ain't here just now.
No, sir, I think he had to go see a fella about a horse.
A horse?
But if you'll just give us a little time to look for him, I think maybe...
We've wasted entirely too much time on this trial as it is. If the defendants cannot abide by a few simple rules, they will simply have to forfeit their right to cross-examine this witness.
But, Judge, if you
Mr.
just...
Mr. Berry, do you have any other witnesses?
No, sir, Your Honor. We rest our case.
But listen, Judge, if
we will hear testimony for the defense beginning tomorrow morning. And you'd better have your attorney here at that time. Until then, court is adjourned.
Well, from the looks of things so far, it's not going to matter a great deal whether their attorney shows up tomorrow or not.